Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Boom. Boom. Yeah, chicka boom, boom. Boom, chicka boom.
We good.
Look at us.
Yes.
Holy smokes. That was quick. I think we went fast from food to start the show.
Yeah, today we did.
Blue shirts. I like it. Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Michael James, Christopher Lee Foo.
And we are in show 49. What are we going to, before we get to 49, what are we going to do for 50? That's a big one.
Man, we got to think
it's
of something.
It's a milestone.
I know.
Next Tuesday. Let me look at the calendar.
See if we got something happening over there.
Nope. We're good. We're good.
Okay, good. Perfect.
All we have is class, a little workout. Yeah, we got to do something fun for 50.
Yeah.
50 shows, man.
Can you believe that?
But we're not there yet. So let's.
It's next Tuesday.
Let's knock on some wood. Show 49. Yes. What do you got? You've been the. You've had one all along.
Ron Guidry. What do you call him? Louisiana Lightning.
That's
right. He's from
baseball.
Louisiana baseball. The pitcher for the Yankees. The lefty.
Okay. Yeah. He was late 80s, early 90s.
Late 70s.
You have a mustache.
80s. Yep. Yep.
Ron Guidry.
Early 80s. He was on the World Series teams. He had a fantastic year. I think he won the Cy Young that year. His numbers were off the hook.
Yep.
And you know, it's funny because I started to think. After last week's show, I started to think, and I remember I had one, and then I started thinking, Jacob DeGrom. Oh. But Jacob DeGrom's 48, and I missed it last week. No, I started thinking, well, he's 48, He was 48, not 49, but Ron Guidry's the only one I come up with in any sport, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a pull. 49 is, what an oddball number.
Yeah.
Again, you're eliminating pretty much all of basketball because they don't use numbers. They, you know, some obviously Rodman and there's been some people, Luka now 77. And they actually changed that rule last year for college too. So we can have oddball numbers. Yeah. I just going to stick to traditional for now. Ron Guidry.
Even I think in football too, you can have whatever number.
Football, you know, like I think 60, so too.
Yeah, I think you didn't, you know, you like 60s and 70s were offensive line and defensive line.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it has to be like that anymore.
Yeah, football, no, I think you're right. I think anybody can wear anything. And I think I saw somebody wearing a typical quarterback number, and it was like, I think it was a lineman or something. It was like a fullback. I'm like, why are they wearing number 7? Like that's John Elway. That's you know, what a great number for a quarterback, 7. I'm just a touchdown getter.
Oh yeah,
7.
Yeah, just fantastic.
I love that number. Yeah. So show 49. Yeah.
Yep.
Jeez, we got to do something. We got a week to think about it.
Yeah.
I think we have some potential guests for next week.
Nice.
We won't say them now just in case they don't fall through, but we're working on one we've been working on for a couple of weeks, if you know what I mean. And then we got a backup and a couple other people. Maybe we'll have a guest. But we got to do something, man. Have a little cake or
we'll figure it out.
Throw have a food fight or something. So we just had some food. Tell us, tell the folks what we had.
So Old School Pizzeria on Craig Road. I think there's like three locations, but this one's Craig Road. Just went with pizza and rice balls, fried rice balls. I think the rice balls had a little meat. Obviously, the rice peas in their little marinara.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. I like thought those. It was very good.
Yeah, I like
right?
those. Yeah, I like those. It was good. I could get full on those alone, to be honest with you. Yeah. And then they had these little tiny slices of pizza.
Yeah. I didn't realize how, man.
Show the camera. How big was the pizza?
Oh, jeez. It was the box head. It was, man, it was about that wide. Yeah, about that long, seriously. Yeah,
it was a big slice.
You can see that, but it was about that long. I cut mine in half and gave half to Trent.
Half to Trent and made me eat two. Great.
Yeah, two. Yeah,
there we go.
Just went with traditional cheese and pepperoni, and it was good.
Yep, I liked it. I love the thinner cheese pizza and pepperoni. Yep.
Yeah.
It was good. Only knock that I had mentioned was the crust is massively doughy. Some people love that. Some people like the big, fat dough.
Yeah.
I like the thinner, crispy crust. So I'll give it a solid 8 because the pizza was fantastic. The meat and potatoes of the pizza just couldn't do the crust. But it's funny, you know, about 6 months or so ago, I stopped there to get us food. I was in the place in the lobby.
Yeah.
I had actually ordered, and then they didn't tell me how long it would be.
Oh, that's the place.
And then the person behind me was ordered and they said like 75 minutes, you know, like something crazy. And I'm like, how long for mine? And they said the same thing. And I'm like, oh no, I gotta go, bro. Like but I was ordering a whole pizza. Who knows? That thing probably would have been this size of a sea turtle.
Oh, they got, they got
huge,
big pizzas there. Yeah.
Yep. So I had stopped in there and I was like, all right, cancel it. I told you that story. So, good pizza pie. Rice balls were fantastic.
Fantastic.
And then what was that? Some fruit punch, wash it down.
A little cherry lemonade.
Cherry lemonade. Yeah. Was that what it was? That was tasty.
Yeah.
I got a Sunny D in here now because I sucked down the cherry lemonade. And I got a little.
Yeah, I'd give that an 8 or a 9, but
I liked it. Yeah. The rice balls for sure. Balls are a 9.
Yeah.
Good. I'll definitely eat there again because that's close. That's right around the corner there. Show 50. Holy smokes. What a
next week,
That's crazy, I was saying off air here, busy day. You can hear the guys in the background, men's basketball, women's basketball just finished. Women's soccer was downstairs in the weight room. Men's soccer just started. They're playing Community Christian out there, starting at 7 o'clock. Busy around here. Busy.
Parking lot full,
like you said.
It's awesome to see.
A lot of kids going to class.
Yeah.
One of our players, Cece Ajamale, was just in here. Yep. And I said, Mikey, ask her what class she's going to. What'd she say?
What did she say she was going? It was, I already forgot.
Stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy.
Do you imagine going to college and taking a stand-up comedy class?
I love it.
I mean, she's like, it's funny because I have AJ, Alana Jackson, right? And she has some really tough classes. Like, so she'll come in here on some nights after practice. She's like, you know, go shower and change and get ready for class. And I'm like, what class you got? She's like, medical terminology. Thanks. Like, it's tough. And I'm like, oh, it's tough, you know, but fight through it. Just got done with practice. I'm sure the mind is going, you're physically drained, but she pushes through and does great. And then you got Cece's like, see you guys, I'm going to comedy, I'm going to my comedy class.
Funny.
Yeah. Stand-up comedy class. Love it.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So, busy place. Volleyball is on their way tomorrow to play at Arizona Western, so league play for them. They'll be here Friday night, the first home match for volleyball. Got an unfortunate call today. We were supposed to scrimmage Utah Tech and SUU. I love scrimmaging D1s. Some years we do pretty well. 2 years ago, Layla and Aaliyah caught fire, and we gave Utah Tech all they could handle, honestly. And the NCAA had a rule change this year where NCAA four-year Division I schools can't scrimmage JUCO teams anymore. I don't know why they did that. I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason why.
It's a scrimmage. It's not a scrimmage. Regular season game.
Yeah, it doesn't count. It's just a scrimmage. It's like a practice.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to look into that. We'll see if there's a reasoning behind that.
I don't know, but it's too bad. Utah Tech, when the rule first came out, they canceled right away, but I was hoping the SUU could find a way around it, and they reached out this morning. They filed a waiver with the NCAA to try to get it approved because it was already scheduled, but Doesn't look good, but we'll fill something. There's the good thing about Vegas is a couple semi-pro women's teams here you know, we can play anybody, but something I was talking to Coach Marcy at Salt Lake today, and you know, she does the same thing. She scrimmages like Weber State and some of the Utah and some of those schools. And it's just cool to walk on the D1 campus as a JUCO, absolutely. You know, and there's big, huge arenas. And and Lord forbid, like Aaliyah Ibarra, Lord forbid you light somebody up, you're getting an offer on the spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was a little disappointing today. But we'll see if we can get that waiver done. I had mentioned, again, off air, some of the new faces we see over here on the men's basketball side. Women's basketball side, we picked up Lori Bird as an assistant, and Coach P is back. She was at practice last night, hooping, giving everybody the business. Of course, Trent's here, Jasmine Lee, Brooklyn will be back and doing her thing here pretty soon. And then, so on the men's side, they just added Noah Hartsock, former BYU player, and Fearless Freddie Banks.
That's right.
Yeah. Former Rebel, said he played locally.
Rebel. Yeah. Valley High School, I believe. Yep.
Valley High School. Yeah. And then played did a little damage over at UNLV. Yeah, his jersey's up in the rafters.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did he play for? Who was his coach? So that was.
It was Tarkanium.
Was it Tark?
Yeah. Played for Tarkanium.
Okay. That's a pretty good teacher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. So he's down there. I just had a chat with him. So new look on that side. New look. I think you had mentioned last week we stopped in and watched some of their practice.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned like, hey, I don't see any returners, like two kids.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, JUCO, sometimes that happens. You get a full roster turnaround.
Make sure we're recording here.
Yeah.
Get a full roster turnaround. So he's got a lot of new faces, but Coach Banks was just saying, I love this group because already they listen and they want to be coached. Mm. And that's not easy to find.
No, that's huge.
You know, so he's excited. He's happy to be here. So, it's going to be an interesting season coming up. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's right around the corner.
October 1st. I mean, it's literally, I think, four weeks away.
Yeah, 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah. So what's happening in the world of sports? I mean, did you end up seeing any of the highlights from that football game?
I was going to, but I ended up not seeing. I met you. You had text. My buddy Todd had called me.
My goodness.
And I didn't see any of it. I still got to catch the highlight. I saw a little bit of it. I didn't see.
Highlights won't do it justice.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right. I mean, sure.
Julie loves, you know, she likes watching good football, but she's like, okay, football. 4 minutes. 5 minutes, whatever it was. When I came in the house, we were out of some stores and came in, and the Bills are getting wrecked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, boy. And I said, I told her how originally that was your Super Bowl pick.
Yeah.
And mine was
the Ravens.
Baltimore, the Ravens. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm looking good. And then, boom, here you go. Yeah. And what a comeback. That was an amazing. Even Chris Collinsworth was like, this might be one of the greatest games of all time. Like just
that's what
powerful.
Hear,
for Collinsworth to say, but yeah, what a game! So football's off to a good start. It's pretty interesting. I do like watching NFL, but I try not to watch too much on Sundays because I'm married. Right? I don't want to stay married a little bit. And I always say, listen, if the Patriots are on, I'm watching it.
Yeah, of course,
non-negotiable. Absolutely. If the Raiders are on, I'll watch it. If they're playing a team I'm interested in, so this weekend, of course, the Raiders were playing at the Patriots.
Yeah,
at the best of both worlds.
Perfect.
Believe it or not, Julie was rooting for the Raiders.
No,
I mean, how do you grow up in Falmouth? I know we live here now. I know the answer, but why would you think she was rooting for the Raiders? Almost divorced her on the spot.
I don't know. Does she know somebody on it? Does she know somebody that knows somebody on there?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Not really, but kind of. Pete Carroll. She loves Pete Carroll.
Okay.
Just she loves his infectiousness. Okay. You know, he's an older dude, but he's got high energy. He's a former New England Patriot coach.
Okay.
So he's the coach that actually subbed in Tom Brady when Bledsoe went out, Bledsoe I believe.
Got knocked out,
Is that right? So there's that. And then she just didn't love. I don't want to say she's not a Belichick fan, but she's not a Belichick fan. She just feels like that was all Brady.
Okay.
And she, listen, that argument's easy to sell because he left and went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl right away.
Yeah.
And Belichick is spinning his wheels now.
Yeah.
So she didn't like how they kind of, she felt like picked Belichick over Brady type of thing. And, you know, just some little things. So anyway, she voted for, she was rooting for the right team. The Raiders won.
Yeah.
That was an okay game, 20-10. It was.
Yeah. Raiders have some work to do. I got to catch that at work.
Yeah.
My friends Nate and them came in from California Raiders fans, and had the game on with the volume. Yeah, the Raiders win. Good for them. Anytime you get a win in the NFL, you take it. But it's week one, right? You still got to work out some things.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot to work out. I think every team has a lot to work out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was pretty good. It was some good games. I enjoyed it. I didn't watch much Saturday. I can't remember why. Oh, I was here. Soccer games.
Yep.
Soccer matches. But, yeah, it was good. Now, tonight is Monday night. No,
Tuesday
night. So, last night was Monday night football. Yep. Losing track of my days, man.
I know. You're busy, man.
Get here at 9 a.m., leave at 9:30 p.m. All right, you ready?
What do we got?
I got a whole bunch.
Okay.
Got some football. I got some basketball.
Okay.
I got some nothing to do with anything. let's start with, let's go NCAA college.
Yep.
Top 8 teams with 3 or more championships.
Okay.
I think you're going to fly through this list.
Gotta have UCLA.
UCLA's number 1 with 11.
11, okay.
I mean, they're number 1 by a lot.
Kentucky?
Kentucky's number 2 with 8.
Okay. Duke?
Duke is tied for 5th with 5.
Okay. Kansas?
Kansas is 7th with 4.
Okay.
Look at them. You got the Blue Bloods.
Man, I had another one. North Carolina?
North Carolina is tied for 3rd with 6.
What is that, 5 I got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yep. 5. UCLA, Kentucky, UConn, Duke, Kansas. I mean, talk about Blue Bloods.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Is Louisville on there? Right there.
Louisville is not on there.
I think they only have 2.
Yeah, and 3 is number 8, so 2 doesn't make the cut, but 3 does.
Okay.
2, some pretty recent.
Georgetown.
Nope.
Oh, they have 2. That's why they only have 2.
Yeah.
Let me think here.
One's done some damage recently.
I was forgetting even who. Oh, your neck of the woods, UConn.
UConn, yep. they're tied for 3rd with 6. They're tied with UNC. You wouldn't think that off the, you know. Well, but they just won back to back.
They won back to back.
They won with
Carolina won theirs early.
Yep. Well,
decades or
yep.
Way before UConn.
Who was the point guard of that team? Was that
UConn?
Yeah, not recently. The ones before was not Alameen. Was it Khalid Alameen? No, that was Michigan State.
Who was the kid? He was from the Bronx. He just retired from the Knicks a couple years ago. Had the bad knees.
Felton? No, Felton was UNC.
Seen me in front of me. I forget his name.
Just retired recently, huh?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Gordon? No. I got to look it up. I see his face right in front of me. Yeah, he had the bad knees. The Knicks got him a few years ago, and he started out good, and then he just faded and got hurt again.
Yeah.
Was it Gordon?
Oh, not Eric Gordon. No.
I know now it's gonna. It's gonna bug me. It's from the Bronx. He was from the city, New York kid.
And then they won again with the little guard that ended up going to the Heat, but didn't really stick in the NBA. He was the one after they won that he said, "I'm hungry." Remember that? It was a press conference, and he was like, "I'm hungry, bro. Like, I'm an NCAA athlete, and I don't have food. Like, the food here and there, but how are we bringing in all this money, and we're not, and I'm hungry? How do I go to bed hungry, man, when I'm making these people billions of dollars?" Yeah. That was,
man, see, now...
Go ahead.
I gotta look. I think it's Gordon, right? For Nick.
Well,
he played for
the Chicago Bulls, and
I see his face right in front of me, and I can't. I'm tripping on who.
That's not the one I'm thinking of, but we're gonna have to find out here. So while Mike is pulling that up, I'm just kidding.
Like, no, I'm trying to think of these teams as well. I'm looking up the player here, but. Kemba Walker, not Gordon, but Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
There it is. Kemba Walker.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking of.
So anyway, UConn, tied for third.
Tied for third.
So you need 6 and 8. 6 has 5 national championships.
Oh, geez.
8 has 3. They're, 5. 8's not considered a blue blood, but they made a nice run fairly recently, not within the last couple of years. And then their coach stepped down. He just said, "I'm done."
They had enough. A lot of these coaches stepped down.
Got a Big East team.
Oh, Villanova.
Villanova.
That's right. Jay Wright 1-2. Raleigh Massimino 1-1.
There's 3.
Yeah.
All right. Last, number 6.
This team's got 5.
5 championships.
Yikes.
Gosh. We said the word in the last half hour. We've said the word. Before we started filming, I said this word.
You just said who was... I already forget that. Just like I forgot which class she was going to like that. I forgot what school you said like that.
And you told her to watch the... Remember she said, I said a name and she said, "Who's that?" And you said, "Watch the podcast. Find out."
Right, how would I forget that already? Who is it?
Sycamores.
Oh, Indiana, that's right, with Bobby Knight. Indiana.
I said the word.
Yes, you said the word, Indiana.
Yep, they had 5. Yeah. So Kentucky with 11 at 1. I mean, sorry, UCLA with 11 at 1. Kentucky with 8 at 2.
Yeah.
UConn and UNC, 6 and 6. Duke, Indiana, 5 and 5. Kansas and Nova. Now, out of that group of 8, who do you see possibly winning? Who would win the next one? All right, so let's knock some teams off the list.
Knock Indiana off that list.
Indiana's, I got to be careful how I word this. Who's the coach in Indiana right now?
It was Woodson, but I don't think he's there no more, right? Or is he?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm not positive because I thought Woodson wasn't there anymore.
Big supporter of the program. Shout out to Coach Woodson.
He is there. He is still there?
No, he's a big supporter of this program.
Yeah.
Shout out Coach.
Yes, Coach Mike Woodson.
Just help us. He helped us. We're in our fundraising season, and he just made a nice he supports the team.
Did he? Good. Very good. Yep. Glad to hear it. Yep. Glad to hear it.
So, shout out to Coach Woodson.
Yeah.
Nova's not winning it anytime soon.
Yeah, knock Nova off.
UCLA's doesn't look like there. I mean, I love Mick Cronin. Knock them
off. I would say knock Carolina off, too.
Carolina's been struggling lately. UConn's close, but they might be on the downtick. You got Kentucky, UNC, Kentucky, Duke, Kansas.
I think the closest one would be Duke.
I mean, Duke's got a heck of the Boozer twins go there? Or are they? Is that this year?
Where they're going to Duke?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I would say Duke. I think they would have the closest.
Yep.
The closest.
Yeah, it's a good list. Top 8. How about that?
Yeah.
What do you think of my shirt?
Like it.
Culture doesn't graduate. I had 2 people today walking around campus. One guy stopped me and said, "Excuse me, what does your shirt mean?" I said, I coach the women's basketball team, and, you know, our players create the culture in this program. But when those players graduate, the culture doesn't leave with them.
Right.
The culture stays here, and the next group of players continue that culture.
Right.
So I had the shirt made up on Amazon.
No,
culture doesn't graduate. Second time wearing it. Big on culture, man.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, ready for this? This is a good one. Blind ranking.
Yep.
8. That was only 8.
8, okay.
Big threes in NBA. I'm going to give them to you.
Okay.
Let's start with Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili. Blind rank, big three.
There's only eight.
Only eight.
Put them right in the middle.
Four or five?
Four.
Four? Duncan. Bird, McHale, Parrish.
So many trios too, and that was a good one.
There's a lot of good ones, man.
Oh, I'll put them one.
Ooh, I know you, Larry Legend.
Either one or two, but put them one for now.
Bird, Jordan, Pippen, Rodman.
Jordan, Pippen, Rodman.
Is that a big three? Rodman was. I mean, Rodman was averaging 18 rebounds a game. Yeah. That's got to be a big three.
Put them three.
Three?
Yep.
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Ready for this? Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Because they won. I was going to put KD, but they only won one with him.
Draymond. Was put him put him six.
Six. Steph. Magic, Kareem, James Worthy.
That's the one I was looking at there. I thought that was put him two.
Two. Boy, you can always tell where we grew up, what age we grew up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a tough one. Shaq, Kobe, Big Shot, Robert Horry. You got five, seven, and eight.
Five.
LeBron, D. Wade, Chris Bosh.
Eight.
Eight. The person I stole this from, the guy had them at one.
One?
Yeah.
How old is he? 22? 25? Well,
that's what I'm saying. You could tell our age, man. Isn't that funny? And then number seven is going to be Paul Pierce, KG, Ray Allen.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you got Bird, the Bird Trio 1. You got the Magic Trio 2. You got the Jordan Trio 3.
Yeah.
You got the Duncan Trio 4.
Yeah.
You got Shaq Kobe 5.
Okay.
You got Steph and them 6. Paul Pierce, KG, Ray Allen 7. LeBron, D. Wade, Bosh 8.
Yeah, I like that.
I love it.
Yeah, you can almost swap one and two because to me, Jabbar was the best ever.
Yeah.
And we know about Magic. Mm. Worthy, right? Worthy obviously was the third one on that team. But then Bird, you know how we feel about Bird.
Oh, yeah, McHale is just
McHale
one of the best
Parrish.
Power forwards of all time.
But, to me, obviously, it kind of comes to the center. Jabbar is better than Parrish.
Yeah, yeah.
But and to me, McHale was better than Worthy.
Yep.
Then you got Magic and Bird, right?
I know.
And then I know. And I know you got Jordan. I get that.
Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, huh?
Well, you can even – you could have put Grant in there, I guess, at one point.
Grant,
they won some with Horace Grant. But
Me,
personally, I was never a big Pippen fan.
Mm.
And that's why
– interesting.
And that's why I said three because I was thinking something else was coming with Magic and Jabbar.
Was there a trio that I didn't name that you were thinking?
No.
Unless
you go way back.
Yeah.
And do a Russell, Kuzi, Havlicek.
Yeah,
with the Knicks, Reed, who's the senator there, Reed, Bradley, and Frazier, yeah, or something like that. If you want
to
go way back.
I was trying to get to 10, and I was thinking about like Isaiah, Dumars, and Lambeer.
Well, they did win back-to-back,
back
right?
Back-to-back, I mean, right? I thought about...
But you only got, well, you got two Hall of Famers there, I guess, Isaiah and Dumars.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, there's been trios.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, you could have used something... maybe something else with the Heat with LeBron, I guess. I don't know, but I was never... I like Bosch's personality as far as a player. I get it. He was hyped up, and I...
Yeah, yeah. No, I never was a big fan. Of, I wasn't a big fan. When he was in Toronto, I was play. Don't get me wrong. He can play. Just wasn't a big fan. Maybe because he wasn't flashy. Who knows? At that age, I was watching like, just don't... It's very vanilla.
To me, it didn't have to be. I didn't look for flash, but if I saw it, obviously flash stands out.
Stands out, yeah.
I thought I was missing something with all the hype with Bosch. Yeah. Nice player.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What about, I could have gone LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love.
Could have went that route.
Not a terrible big three.
Terrible.
You know, not a lot of longevity, but.
Right.
Who else?
Or even you could have thrown. You could have put a DJ in there, Dennis Johnson Bird and
maybe
Parrish or McHale. Right. He was Dennis Johnson was a great basketball player. Big part of that team, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other real big threes. Like, I mean, now every team has a big three.
But
you know,
they won a championship.
Yeah. That's why I thought
something
Detroit
with David Robinson. Yeah. I'm just trying to think who was on the David Robinson team.
Robinson, Duncan, and then you probably got to go Elliott. Could be Sean Elliott. Could be
Johnson,
point guard there.
Avery Johnson. I don't know. But
I like Avery Johnson. I like watching him play. I like his post game. He's always like, I thought we did great. It was fantastic.
You talk about energy.
His smile from ear to ear.
Absolutely.
He had the best smile in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, Avery Johnson was fun to watch. The Nets had Kenny Anderson, Coleman, no championship, but just trying to think of a big three. I don't even know who the third person would have been. Kerry Kittles, maybe?
Kerry Kittles, or if you win Ewing, Sprewell, and Houston, they went to the finals for the Knicks.
Yep, or now we can go Rick Smits and
Reggie Miller
and
Dale
Chuck
Davis,
Person. Or
Dale Davis or
Dale
Antonio
Davis.
There's a lot of ways to go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was awesome right there. It was a good one.
What was the team, the Trailblazer team had Clyde and...
They had Clyde, Porter...
Cliff Robinson,
Duckworth, Kersey...
Porter, Kersey. Probably be Porter, Kersey...
Drexler.
Kersey, huh?
And Drexler.
Think Kersey?
Porter, Drexler for sure.
Kersey,
probably Kersey over Duckworth and Robinson.
Robinson, yeah. Robinson passed away just, what, five years ago?
Cliff, did he? Maybe I missed that, or maybe I forgot about that. But no, he could play.
It was during COVID. Not of COVID, but during COVID.
Buck Williams. Was it Buck Williams on that team,
Williams,
too? Because he had a good career. Played for the Nets.
Kerry Kittles leads me into my next challenge for you.
Yep.
How many NBA players can you name that their first and last name start with the same letter?
Same letter. Elvin Adams is one.
Hey, all right. I didn't have that one.
Takes away Kerry Kittles.
Yeah, we'll add him to the list. You got him.
Cedric Sabalos. You have a list there or you don't? Or just
I got some.
Oh, you got
that
some.
I came
you
up
some.
With.
Okay.
Just some that I came up with. It's not.
Paul Pressey, Paul Pierce.
Ooh. Yeah. See, I didn't have either of them. Which is crazy. I didn't have Paul Pierce.
Wow. There's got to be some. I'm sure there's a lot out there. Did that kid Devin Durant ever make it from? Devin Durant. He played at BYU.
Devin Durant.
I think it was
never
Devin
heard
Durant.
Of that.
No, he was a great BYU player. I don't know if he he might not have made the pros.
We got a big Kiwi that played center for the Bulls. Big Australian.
Oh, Rick Roby. I don't know if that's
Rick
you were
Roby.
Thinking of, but
nope.
Rick Roby.
No, nope, it's not who I'm thinking of.
Who's the Australian? Luke Longley.
Yeah. Rick Roby, Luke Longley. L-U-C, Luke.
Yep. Yeah.
Longley. Who else do I got here?
Walt Williams.
The Wizard.
Walt Wizard Williams. Yep, there you go.
Triple. Walt Williams.
Oh, my gosh. Dan, there's got to be a lot of them, huh?
I don't know
how many you have, but.
I only have four more. One hasn't even played yet. It's Con Knipple. That was kind of...
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He's going to get some time.
He's going to play, yeah. I like Honkin' the Bull. You got one that...
wow.
His nickname is Iso.
Iso.
He's playing in the Big Three right now.
Okay.
Iso Joe.
Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you know that was his nickname?
I may have forgotten it when you said Joe. Iso. Yeah.
He's almost unstoppable. So I got a Big East guy and I got a Duke guy. Both older.
Got a Duke. Oh, shoot. Okay.
And they're both power forwards.
Okay.
The Big East guy is Villanova. I believe. I might be wrong with that. The Duke guy for sure. He's a power forward.
Okay.
Before Leitner.
Yeah. No. That's not right.
Might have played 1 year with Leitner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Played with the Celts.
Played with the C's, huh?
The Villanova guy played with the 76ers for a lot of years. 6'10", power forward. TT and AA.
Oh.
AA is the Duke guy.
AA is the Duke guy.
And TT is, I believe, Villanova. I hope I'm not killing that. Definitely the 76ers.
TT, maybe I can just come up with TT. I don't know. In AA, the guy went to Duke AA.
Oh, yeah. And then played the Celts for probably 6-7 years.
Oh, Ala Abdul Nabi.
Ala Abdul Nabi.
Yep, Ala Abdul Nabi. Sweet. TT.
Yeah.
Just trying to think TT, whether he played for Nova or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. TT.
Man, I'm trying
our era growing up?
Yeah, a little okay. After. Not, I mean, no, definitely not Ewing and those guys. He was more
after that.
More recent, yeah. had a pretty good NBA career. Serviceable, tough, strong, good defender, can score it. I want to say...
Well, there's Tom Tolbert. There's one, but that's not him.
That's not him.
No, but Tom Tolbert is one.
This is the one that you're going to call me the next 2-3 days. I'm going to go, ah, I forgot about. Like, they're going to start coming to mind.
Oh, God,
not this guy, but I'm saying in general. Guy, when in you general, go home.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be so many.
Yeah.
Tim Thomas. There it is. Yeah, he was Nova.
Villanova, right?
Yes, he was
Villanova.
Villanova
76ers.
Saw him play out here in a high school tournament.
Did you really?
Yes. He played for the Sixers, yes.
Tim Thomas. I think pretty good scorer, good defender, yeah, rebound the ball, good size, 6'10". Was he 6'10"?
6'10". He came out after his freshman year, maybe.
Did he really?
Or sophomore year. He didn't go all 4 years, I don't believe. No.
But freshman, wow, that's impressive.
He came out early, yeah. Tim Thomas.
Paul Pressey. I can't believe I forgot Paul Pierce. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Calvin. Trying to think if there's any more I can think of.
Some more. Man, there's got to be so many.
There's so many we're just not thinking of. I know, right?
I like this.
Well, Walt the Wizard Williams is a triple.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right? Because of the nickname.
Again,
yeah.
I stole this from somebody, and the guy said, Walt Wizard. And the guy who was interviewing him goes, I don't think that's a real person. He went, the wizard. And he's like, okay. They didn't even know who it was. Yeah.
I'm sure we're forgetting. You're right. That's going to be one. I'm going to text you later tonight. I forgot about this one.
Yeah, yeah. There it is. All right. We're 3 down. We got 3 down. I only got two quick ones to go. We'll stay in the NBA. This is kind of just a quick one. This is not even. Who would you say, if you had to fill every position, point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center, the best 5 defenders in the history of the NBA? This was a list. I think they got maybe 3 right.
Oh, wow.
The history of the NBA, who's your best point guard defender?
Oh, damn. Wow.
Defender. Nothing. I don't care what else they do. Just as straight defense.
Wow.
I mean, I guess I could. I get. I get four of them. The fifth one makes no sense.
Oh, this was something that somebody came up with. Yeah, this was voted on.
Like Sports Illustrated, the top five by position, not just best defenders, like the best point guard, the best shooting guard, the best small forward.
Try to think what they came up with.
Wow! Oh, wow, that was right in the microphone. Almost hit microwave. Well, think what you
best defender. Well, man, center wise, I'm gonna come back to the point guard one. There's so many centers.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Did they put Bill Russell on there?
Well, see, they didn't.
Because but this is a little bit later, right?
Everybody on here is definitely Elijah more Wan. Recent. I'm gonna stop you there. Yeah. They put KG at the center. Makes
Kevin
no
Garnett
sense.
At the center.
He's just not a center.
He played center, but he was
from
more of a four.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
I just
I wouldn't have come up with that one at center.
That's the one that I don't get.
I was gonna go Shaq next. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, geez,
Jabbar yeah. next after that. I was going. Yeah.
Chamberlain blocking shots.
Yeah,
I mean,
Chamberlain.
There's so many people I'd put. First of all, I would never put KG at the center position. I just feel like he was more of a power forward defensively, and you know, arguably he's a top flight defender for sure. But anyway, that was the weird one. And I love KG.
Oh, of course,
I love him because he's a Celtic. I love him and Paul Pierce's podcast.
Yeah,
KG, I'm like a huge fan. But that's the one that's weird. The rest of them, all you could argue is make sense.
Who came out with this list?
I don't. It was a group. I don't
know.
Okay, it was like a sporting group.
Okay,
but that one's wacky. The rest of them,
they got
three of them make a lot of sense.
They got Rodman on there somewhere.
No.
Yeah, this is gonna be tough to figure out what they came up with.
Well, how about you? Forget about them.
I know. I'd have
who's yours?
That one. This one here.
Would you put Rodman at the power forward, small forward?
I would need some time on this one.
Well, no, you don't got time. Buddy.
I know.
We're
that's the
podcast.
Thing. And that's the thing. I don't have time.
It's the crunch.
Honestly, I would probably throw maybe a Bill Russell or a
okay
or a Shaq or Jabbar at center.
Pick one.
Go Russell.
Russell. Russell at the center. I mean, because
he was always undersized and just kept people from scoring. What's that?
100%.
The way he shut down Chamberlain.
100%. Point guard. This is your personal list.
Man, I never thought about this. Let's see. Point guard.
It's a pretty good one. This one's pretty reasonable.
What they have there? Whatever they have that one.
The guy has a nickname, a defensive nickname after him.
Oh, Gary Payton.
That's what they have. The glove.
I could see that. I'm glad you said that because I was forgetting about him. Yeah, I could see Gary Payton. Sure.
Gary Payton at the point.
Sure.
Shooting guard. I mean, come on.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Right.
Right. So I'm saying those two make sense. The third one, small forward, makes sense. I think I'm going to know your argument against it, but he's an elite defender and he's currently playing.
They got Harden on there? No, Harden's a three. Jeez. Harden's a three, right?
If they had Harden on this list, I would end the podcast and we would not have a 50th show. I'd blow all the equipment up.
You wouldn't even give that to me.
Defensive.
You wouldn't even give that to me.
Sheesh.
So the small forward.
Yeah, small forward and power forward. They're both playing now.
Oh, I got the two and the three, right?
You got the...
No.
You need the three and the four.
Three and the four.
Oof. He's powerful. One Eastern Conference, one Western Conference. But pick yours. Don't try to guess theirs.
See, I would.
Who do you got at the shooting small forward?
Man. Shooting forward, defense. I don't know.
Well, you mentioned Rodman. I mean, he's an unbelievable defender.
He's an unbelievable defender. Right? You know what? Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan at the power forward?
I know.
Your list, man. Olajuwon at the four.
You know, Moses Malone was great. Moses. He had a lot of block shots. He was the four. He played a four and a five, but he was big time four.
Yeah.
He's one of my top five players anyways.
Moses, yeah. Yeah, you're big on Moses.
With the rebounds and the blocks and the
points. I could have got a chance for you to meet him before he passed.
Yeah. Kobe? No, they didn't. I mean,
they didn't. They had MJ at the shooting guard.
No, but they didn't. Kobe was great defensively. Five.
No.
Big hands.
It's there. That's there. That's there.
Oh, that's his.
His logo.
His.
The claw.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi. They have Kawhi at the small forward.
Of all time.
Of all time.
I would have never gotten that, Dan.
That's their list.
We talked about him before with that nickname, right? I would have never gotten him.
Yeah. He's an elite defender, man. He is. I don't know if he's the greatest small forward defender of all time.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
And now we got the...
Power forward is another one that's playing. He's currently in the Eastern Conference.
Power forward. There was a lot of good power forward defenders.
And this one's... I don't know. It's a weird list, man. I think they got GP. I think they got Gary Payton and Michael Jordan.
Right? Yeah, they got their. You know, Walt Frazier was a good defender, too.
I don't hate Kawhi at the small forward. I don't love it.
I would definitely need time to think about that. Yeah. I don't know if I would come up with Kawhi, but.
I would put KG at the power forward before I'd put him at the center.
Yeah.
But their power forward has a championship recently. He's a foreign guy, Eastern Conference. He's a freak.
Really? You got Giannis.
Giannis.
Really? Yeah. See, I would have never came up with that, man. I wouldn't.
Well, that's what I said. I like three of them. Yeah. I really like two of them, but that's an odd list.
If you gave me a list of 10, I'm probably not picking Giannis. I'm probably not taking Kawhi.
But is he a good defender? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. Am I not watching enough?
Of all time. See, now that list
of all time
is more of an era.
Of recent, yeah.
Recent, yes. Obviously, which is fine.
KG, Gary Payton, and MJ played, 20 years ago, but they still.
Ooh, man, I never thought of anything like that per position.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
How about this? Yep. This is going to be a 50th anniversary show recap. We're going to follow back up. You're going to have your list of top five defenders next week.
From each position.
You got a whole week.
Okay, I got a whole week to figure this out.
To figure it out. Go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
Go ahead. Figure it out.
Oh, you got to have... you know what? Probably thinking about it now, Maurice Cheeks. He like retired as the all-time steals leader or something like that too, didn't he? Or something?
Yeah, I believe it. Mo Cheeks.
But the glove, though. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, when you said the glove, I can agree with that.
Is Dikembe in the conversation?
So many big guys, Dan. So many fives.
He was defensive player of the year. I didn't want to say this because I'll lose credibility, but Rudy Gobert is a defensive juggernaut. How does he not win it every year?
In this era, I might have taken him over. Who's the four here?
KG.
I might have taken him over. No.
Oh, the four? Giannis.
I might have taken him over Giannis.
You should because he has more defensive player of the year, and they played in the same era.
Yeah.
Makes zero sense.
No, you're not going to lose credibility on that, no.
Yeah, but Rudy Gobert's just... He's a ding dong.
Well, defensively, we're talking defensively.
Just defensively, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's some lockdown? Tony, what's his name? Tony played for the Celtics. Tony Allen.
Tony Allen. Okay.
Bruce Bowen.
Bruce Bowen was great defensively.
Bruce Bowen was pretty good defensively. Let me think. I'm trying to think of some of those other
Kobe wings. Was good too.
Kobe was a beast defensively.
He was good, but I guess if you're going to put him at the two, right? Two or three.
Kobe, yeah. Two.
And you're not going to take him over Jordan.
No. Nobody's taking the shooting guard spot over Jordan.
No.
I just put that in the books. As many years as he played, he was all defensive first team every single year. That's an exaggeration, but it's... MJ's not coming off. He was an elite defender.
If you put Kobe at the three, I'll take him over Kawhi.
Yeah.
For defense.
I do like Dennis. Dennis Rodman.
Rodman was...
Even going back to Detroit, forget about Chicago. He was a problem, man.
I'll take him over Giannis at the four for defense.
Yes, I know. It's a crazy list, man.
Awesome, though, man. I like that list.
Yeah, good stuff. I'll think about it too. We'll have to come back.
Yeah.
We'll have a recap of, you'll have your list, I'll have mine. This list is dumb. When I saw KG at the center, I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. I guess he played some center in Minnesota, and it spots he played it for Boston, but he's just a...
Yeah, but at the five, you're going to take Akeem over him. You're going to take Shaq over him. You're going to take Wilt over him. like we says, Russell, I'm gonna take Ewing over him.
Yeah.
For defense at the five. At the five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot, give me Sean Bradley at the five. Yeah, okay.
Chris Dudley.
Well, yeah. So that's
awesome, man. It's good.
That's the gimmick. Well, we're getting close. Another show down. I can't believe we're 49 down.
Wow.
What do you got this week? Anything cooking?
No, do not.
We ended up calling you and meeting up at the Red Rock, and ended up chilling at the crib for a little bit.
That was nice. Yeah.
Yeah, Julie and I were this time of year we try to sneak in as many little dinner dates or whatever as we can. And every time we're out, she's like, let's call Mike. See what he's up to. And I'm like, hey, he might be tired. I'm always like,
nah.
You know, I never want to bother you or ever feel like you have to come home.
No, you're never bothering me.
But then we got stuck in the sports book during Thursday night football? Was it Sunday night? I don't know what it was. It was something.
Thursday
night. Was it Friday? No, Thursday.
Friday or Saturday. It was a weekend.
Well, it couldn't have been Saturday because it was a pro football game. It was the Chiefs game.
It was Friday. Chiefs played Friday. It was Friday night, yeah.
Friday night, yeah.
Yep.
So we were over there at the Yard House, what did I have? Holy smokes, look at us. We can't remember what we ate four days ago.
You talked about CeCe and which class she was going to. I forgot 5 minutes later. Yeah. And I laughed about it because I loved it.
Yeah. No, I had, I did try something new. Oh, it was a Korean rib barbecue steak sandwich. Philly cheesesteak, but it was Korean barbecue. Okay. It was pretty good. Not bad. And then I had no clue what Julie, I do know what Julie had. She loves the grilled cheese and tomato soup over there. I mean, she loves it.
All right.
Loves it. But yeah, she's doing, Julie's back on her cooking mode this time of year. You walk in my house right now, guaranteed scary movie on.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Halloween.
Well, she wanted to put on one of the Halloween movies that night. Yeah.
Just put on a Halloween movie every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to rat you out from last week. Putting Halloween low. She was not happy with that. Did I post last week's show yet?
No. It's on Instagram, but it's not on the website.
Oh, man.
Well, you're busy. You got a lot going on.
Well, now we're going to be a week behind.
And I don't know how to do this stuff, but.
No, it's all good. I have some time tonight. I'll get last week's up tonight.
Yeah, if I knew how to do it, I'd help you out.
Yeah, it's all good. Good stuff. And I got a couple lists to save for next week. And I'm heading out to the soccer pitch, to the pitch, to watch the men play. Might catch a little bit of Coach Lee's practice in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Fearless Freddie Banks,
absolutely.
And so that's it. 50th show coming up.
Yes, we'll do some. We'll plan something.
That'll be
fun. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah. That'll be fun. All right, sounds good. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Yep.
See you.
Yes.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.